I try to resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you. Bringing It Home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, the late, great Whitney Houston.
I can just listen to her sing all day.
Oh, her voice. Oh, it's timeless.
Yes.
Gone way too soon. But she's saving all her love for this particular person. Now, this was before Bobby Brown. So she wasn't talking about Bobby Brown. I don't know who she was talking about. But she was saving all her love.
Okay.
So we need to be saving something else this week.
That's right. And on Bringing It Home today, we're going to talk about America Saves Week.
I know that's right. So America Saves Week was established in 2007. So if you hadn't heard of it, don't feel bad.
Girl, that's almost 20 years ago.
Well, I know, but still, over the course of history, that's not that long ago.
Some things just stick out to you.
Yes. So it is going to be from April 8th. Through the 12th.
Okay. So we're kicking it off.
We're kicking it off, and it's going to go on all week. And it used to be in February.
Right. I remember promoting it.
It's been in February like the whole time. This is the first year that it is being held in April, and they moved it so that it can kind of coincide with tax day a little bit.
Okay. Well, I can see the connection there.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, saving and tax day and all that. So the theme this year is saving for what matters most.
Okay.
So let me start off with a little statistic here, because the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis says that in the state of Tennessee, okay, now, this is a 2022 statistic. Okay. They don't know yet for last year. But the average Tennessean saved $1,881. That's how much they had in savings.
In their savings.
Yeah, they didn't save it all necessarily in 2022, but they had access to $1,881.
That doesn't seem like it would go very far in this day and time.
Well, everything costs so much.
At least there's money in the bank.
They had $1,881. Now, this is your average.
Okay.
So we had people that didn't have any.
Right.
And we had people that had, you know, way more than this.
Right.
We ranked 30th in the United States.
Oh, out of 50.
We're not at the bottom.
That's good.
We're usually at the bottom.
Right.
We're not near the bottom for this one. So each day has a theme. So if you'll allow me, I'm just going to run through these daily things, because I think each one is something that our listeners can grab onto and kind of use. So today's Monday. So we're going to start with today's theme, okay, which is saving automatically.
Oh, what a great one to start with.
I mean, that's basically just your money going into some type of savings place without you having to do anything.
Yeah.
It just happens. So, do you do this?
We do.
Yes. All right. So, where does your money go? What does it do?
Well, we have some that goes just into a general savings account, but we also have money that goes into the Christmas Club every month. So, we're saving for Christmas. And I know right now what my budget for Christmas is going to be.
Look at you.
Yes. We started this before we had our second child.
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't ever want to have to.
Christmas got a little expensive with that family.
Yes. Well, you know, we didn't want to go into debt.
No, not for Christmas. I don't believe in that.
No. And it's reasonable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's reasonable for our family. So
Okay.
It's helpful. What about y'all? Do y'all do it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, retirement savings, that goes directly. So I don't have Christmas Club or anything like that. But it helps to have money to go into savings without even having to worry about it.
Well, the way we look at it, like if I never see it, I don't really miss it.
Right.
You know, so it just comes out.
And if I have to take it, some of it gets lost along the way. So Forbes said in March of 2023, so just over a year ago, they asked Americans, how do you save your money? And 38% of Americans actually said that their money goes from their paycheck into their savings account automatically.
Yeah.
I mean, 38% is not that high, though.
No.
So there's a lot of people that are not saving automatically. So that's something you may want to think about today.
Yeah, and that's some easy steps that you can take to set up an automatic savings like you and I have talked about.
Yes.
Also, when you do that, you need to revisit it. You know, you may be where you save a little more.
If you set it on $20, you know, yeah. 10 years ago, yeah. you may be able to save a little bit more,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And then also kind of assess what else is out there. Like, mm-hmm. is there an account I could switch to that I might have a higher yield?
Yeah. You know?
So it's good to revisit it.
So look at things again. Yeah. Yeah. Because we're really bad about, we're stationary when it comes to our money.
Yeah.
You know, we just kind of set something up and then we relax.
Yeah.
And we need to be more active participants. So that's today's theme, save automatically. Now let's get ready for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because tomorrow we're going to be saving for something else.
Saving for the unexpected. And that's that life happens constantly.
It's going to happen in all of our lives.
Yeah.
Something is going to be unexpected.
Well, I'll be, again, transparent mm-hmm. here. You know, my husband's vehicle had an unexpected expense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thankfully we had some money put back for the rainy day. You
right.
know,
right,
and we were able to take care of it without having to get into, you know, our day-to-day living money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
See, opening a loan or anything like that or putting it on
right.
a credit card.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, sometimes we have to do those things.
Yeah,
that's just real
you
life.
You do, but, you know, saving for the unexpected, that prevents you from having to do those things every time something
right.
happens. So the consumer, what is it, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau,
yeah, uh-huh.
they did a survey in 2022, and about a quarter of Americans didn't have any money saved. For
right.
emergencies. 39% said they had some saved, but it was less than 1 month worth of bills. Now, before we tell you this, I don't want people to turn off
right.
our show. We realize that not everybody's able to do this right now, but what's recommended?
What's recommended is to have 3 to 6 months of your total living expenses in an emergency fund.
That is tough.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And
the amount that you need for a month's worth of living expenses has skyrocketed.
It has. When you think about mm-hmm. food and if you have daycare expenses, that continues to go up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cars are not getting cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Homes
Gas
are not getting
at a
cheaper.
Pretty high, you know,
yeah.
rate as well.
Rent's gone up. Yeah.
So start somewhere.
Right.
If you don't have anything saved, try to aim for saving 1 month's worth of expenses.
Exactly. You know, and start small. If I can do $10 a week
mm-hmm.
or,
mm-hmm.
you know, $50 a month,
yeah.
whatever.
Right.
Do that and put it in an account that you're going to leave alone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the key. You know, that emergency fund, remember, that's got to be somewhere that's accessible.
Right.
You know, we've got to be able to go and get it
mm-hmm.
when an emergency happens. But we're able to go and get it. That's not a good thing
yeah.
for everybody.
You've got to have some discipline about
gotta
it.
Got to be disciplined. You've got to act like it
yes.
didn't exist.
But start slow.
Mm-hmm.
And if and when you're able to
yeah.
shoot for that 3 to 6 months, you've
yeah.
got that cushion.
Right.
For
right.
whatever life throws at
whatever
you.
Whatever throws at you. Okay,
yeah.
So let's jump ahead to Wednesday. We've got to save for a major milestone.
Oh.
Now, Sarah, this is going to look different in everybody's life.
Absolutely.
Because depending on how old we are, what our family looks like, our major milestones will be different. So this will be something like you're saving for a down payment on a home. You're saving towards sending your child to college. You're saving towards retirement. You know, this is the big stuff. This
mm-hmm.
isn't emergency savings. This is the big stuff.
Right.
This is the stuff you don't need to be able to go and grab so
right.
easily. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. What major milestone are you saving for or will you be saving
right.
for next?
No. My husband and I are definitely looking at retirement. I mean, we've
yeah.
got a decade plus a couple years probably
mm-hmm.
until we're there. But if we pay attention to it now,
yeah,
we'll have more. If I wait till then, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely
yeah.
retirement and what we need to do about that. You know, our kids are going to college soon.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one that we're looking at too.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I'm in agreement with retirement. I'm not saving for any of the other things. I'm potentially less than a decade away from retiring.
Uh-huh.
And so that's a serious thing to me
yes.
to focus on. But I like that you said our kids are going to college too, because a lot of times we have competing priorities.
Yeah.
You know, things are going on at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, You may be getting a house at the same time that your children are going to be going to college. Mm-hmm. So you've got to kind of look at both of those. So you've really got to communicate with your partner. If you have a partner,
right?
If you've got those competing priorities.
Yeah. And you've got to look at the reality of it, you know, and also what kind of education my children choose to pursue, whether that is, you know, going to a college or university, or if it's going to get a skill, you know. And there's a lot on the table for kids that are furthering their education that may help us not have to front as much money.
And can I just jump out of this conversation and say that there are so many more options now than there were in the days when we were getting ready to go to college. So, you know, there are some other things.
Yeah.
And so communication with the family and the expectations, I think are very important. And we have to break those big goals down into small parts, because Sarah, it scares me when I'm looking at things and I'm reading articles about retirement and they'll say, you are going to need X amount of dollars in order to retire. And I'm going, I guess I'm going to be working till the morning of my funeral, because I don't think I'm ever going to get the amount that they're saying.
And we don't know what that 100% is based on.
We can't focus on that number. We've got to focus on, what can I do today to start working towards a retirement goal?
Yes. And looking at what your employer offers, you know, there may be a match thing.
Oh, don't leave that on the table.
No, that's free money. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
You may need to look at meeting with a financial planner and doing some, you know, options there. And if none of that is available to you, again, start where you are and be realistic about your goals, you know. But we want to think about, you know, begin with the end in mind, to use the Stephen Covey term. You know, where do you see yourself in 15 years? What are the things you want to be able to do and have accomplished?
Yes, yes. I like that. Okay, so by Thursday, we're getting ready to tackle this debt, because paying down debt is saving.
Yes.
And I like saying to people, I have said very often, when you charge things, when you put things on a credit card, you are committing your future paychecks to paying for this item. That's why when you said something about putting Christmas, going into debt for Christmas, and I'm going, you're going to be still paying for Christmas next Christmas.
Yeah, I don't want to
charge it on a credit card. I remember those early debts. I was not always the smartest about debts. In college, you know, I don't think they're allowed to do this anymore. Yes. They used to have booths set up.
Oh, yes, they did.
In college, where you could sign up for a credit card and get a t-shirt.
Yes.
Or get a 2-liter soft drink.
And when you're a college kid, that sounds great.
We didn't have any money. And a free t-shirt sounded really good.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the first debts that I remember having is like a Discover card. That was me and my friends. That was the joke, was we got a pair of Discover card. And that thing, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Almost never went away.
That's right. And we've got to educate our young people on making the good choices, you know, because a lot of us have learned from
the
those
hard
things.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a credit card. You just pay it off every
month. Well, I got a credit card,
you know?
Too, but yeah.
But I do know more people are using them for basics because the price of things have gone up.
They're using them to survive, Sarah.
Yeah.
But these balances are going to be so high, and the interest rate is so
high.
That's
the killer on credit cards.
They're going to be so hard to pay off. So the very first thing we need to think about is that debt is going to hurt our ability to save.
True.
If we're paying all of our money on credit cards and consumer loans and things like that, we don't have money left over to
save.
Yeah,
there's nothing to put back in that emergency fund and that savings account. That's right.
Yeah. So if you've already got credit cards or whatever, what do you need to do?
Yeah, you got to get a plan.
Yeah.
You know, and that may be meeting with somebody at your financial institution about, hey, look, this is what's going on. Help me. But you need to decide, you know, are you going to attack it by paying off the smallest balance first, or are you going to attack it by paying off what has the highest interest rate first, you know? And then when you make that list and that plan and you check it off, you're going to have more money in your account that you can put towards other debt, man. And that's freeing if you've never experienced that.
Yeah, it is. It
you're
is.
Telling your money where to go. Not, it's not telling you what to do.
So by Friday, we've done all these things and now we are saving at any age.
Yeah, kids love to talk about money, girl.
Ooh. How do you get them to save it though?
Right, right. And that comes back to the importance of teaching them, which we do this in extension in some of our programming, spend some, share some, save some, you know, and teaching them those three basics that you can do with your money and what that means, what those things look like, you know. A lot of parents open up a small savings account for their kids and that's how they can save, you know. And also, I think it's really important as families and also individuals to recognize and share what your values are. And that determines where you spend your money.
It does. It does determine where you spend your money. And, you know, as kids get older and can understand, I think that we need to start talking to them about debt early.
Oh, I agree.
You know, we need to start when they're learning how to do percentages and they're learning how to do different types of math problems. I think we need to talk to them about interest.
Yeah.
And talk to them about how expensive it is to be in debt.
Right.
You know, once they're able to understand.
If you put this $50 item on your credit card, you've got an 18% interest
on
your credit card.
How much is the item going to cost you?
Yeah, the reality of it. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Yeah. So we want to start early talking about money, your values and things related to money, the importance of savings, and then be real about the dangers of getting into debt that may prevent them from being able to buy a car.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you throw car into it, you may get their attention.
Yes. You know, that may affect future purchases.
Yeah, it might. So, America Saves Week right now, right here.
Yes. And if you need more information about that, just go. They have a website, America Saves Week. Look that up. And there's a ton of stuff. There's also things on there that are live, and you can go in and watch videos. You can sign up to be an American Saver and get tips and things to get you started. Mm-hmm. But we really encourage you all to take advantage of these daily ideas and the theme and make your money work for you.
Right. So we're saving automatically today. So if you don't have your account set up to where you're getting money diverted directly from your paycheck into a savings account, you know, some of it anyway.
Yeah.
Look into that today.
Look into it.
Yes. Well, thank you all for joining us for today's show. In the words of Bob Marley, I wonder what kind of saver was he?
I don't know.
Wonder if he saved his money.
Rainy day fund would be.
Oh, I bet he had a good emergency fund. I don't know. But either way, he would want you to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Happy America Saves Week.